together. Come on. While I pray, no matter. You can't be breaking down and falling out. You're going to break out your prayer. Break out your word. You're going to break out some praise. Last time, when somebody clapped your hands, it's a wrap. That's all you got, that's all you got.
Family to Real Talk with Pastor E here live on and at the Now Network. And yes, we're continuing our series on domestic violence right next door, but we're going to continue to keep this a variety of Real Talk discussions, dynamic principle-based messages, and worship to our God with extravagant respect. And yes, here is the headliner. Family, we are fully devoted to Jesus. We believe that the door of salvation is always open to those in search of the truth. And with open arms, our ministry demonstrates God's love and concern for our fellow man at every given opportunity. And yes, through works of charity and by actions of love, we feel that we are walking in the footsteps of Jesus Christ, and we will, oh, it's a promise, we will reach the lost and unsaved. Good morning. Welcome this morning, family. I know there's a lot of things going on in our communities, and Minister Carolyn is got some ministry things. I'm not sure she's going to be here today, but we're going to make this pretty short and sweet today. I have something on my heart that I want to share, and this is to do with our country. There's some turmoil going on right now, and I know that we should follow the law that Romans teaches us in chapter 13. And maybe someone needed to hear this. This is not what I really wanted to start on this morning, but now that that came in my spirit, let me go here and kind of share this with us this morning. Romans chapter 13. Heavenly Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus, we thank you for this broadcast. We thank you for the covenant partners that are here listening today, Lord. We thank you for those that are listening on the archives and the airwaves later, Lord. But we pray right now, Lord, that we decrease of ourselves, that you increase. We release all authority, all control. We give it all to you right now by stepping out and decreasing that you may increase. Have your way today, Lord, through our speech, through our thoughts, and through our actions. We bless you. We praise you. We magnify you. And most of all, we lift you up like never before. And in your son, Jesus' name, we pray in agreement. All said, amen. Watch what Paul is teaching here in Romans chapter 13. It says, first, let every soul. I love when we can just get straight to it and it just you're included. Let every soul be subject to the governing authorities. Now, it didn't say body and it didn't say spirit. It says let every soul. That is whether you're a believer, unbeliever, a Jew, Gentile, whatever your belief or whatever your situation is, we all have a soul. What it says, let every soul be subject to the governing authorities. For there is no authority except from God, and the authorities that exist are appointed by God. Therefore, whoever resists the authority resists the ordinance of God, and those who resist will bring judgment on themselves. For the rulers are not a terror to good works, but to evil. Do you want to be unafraid of the authority? Do what is good, and you will have praise from the same. For he is God's minister to you for good. But if you do evil, be afraid, for he does not bear the sword in vain, for he is God's minister, an avenger to execute wrath on him who practices evil. A lot of us are going through situations, and most of it kind of goes back to this in respecting and what it says, let every soul be subject to the governing authorities, for there is no authority except from God. I had to learn this lesson that a lot of things, even in the workforce, we look at our leaders and our supervisors and our managers and even our owners, and they're unbelievers. And we're like, we don't have to listen to them. I'm a Christian. They're not like us. Well, they're a governing authority, and no authority is there except through God. We must obey and be subject to the authority. But even when the authority is doing things and we watch them, and it's so awesome that we're bringing this up today, because our subject today is domestic violence right next door, and we're seeing something happening in our country right now that is really unheard of, that families, regardless of immigration status, no matter what the situation is, families are being torn apart at our borders. And yes, by law, they're following the law because they're the governing authorities. But I want us to know that as a body of Christ, we need to pray, and we need to pray more. That is a form of violence, to tear away a child from a parent. Now, there's some situations that are outstanding, adults with adults, and now they're being separated because one has been born and raised here in the United States, and the parent is an illegal immigrant, and they're separating. That's not what we're talking about. We're talking about children that need their parents to strive and to survive. Now they're being herded off into these camps where the government's saying they're taking care of them, which they are. They're being fed and everything, but they're not being nourished by their parents. We need family. We need family to be strong. That's why we speak so loudly against violence in every form, because violence negates family. Violence, which is sin, it will bring death. Violence, which is not in accordance with God's will bring destruction. And we're seeing that happen. I want us to talk about a subject today that we could really leave here better than we came. There's an additive. There's a unifying principle in everything we do with God, and that is love. Simple L-O-V-E. That love, it says, an intense feeling of deep affection. A person or thing that one loves. That love. See, we see the definitions, but what is true love? Watch what the Bible says in Romans, 1 Corinthians chapter 13. It says, though I speak with the tongues of men and of angels, but have not, though I speak with the tongues of men and of angels, but have not love, I have become sounding brass or a clanging cymbal. And though I have the gift of prophecy and understanding all mysteries and all knowledge, and though I have all faith so that I can remove mountains but have not love, I am nothing. And though I bestow all my goods to feed the poor and have to feed the poor, and though I give my body to be burned but have not love, it profits me nothing. Watch what love does. See, when you don't activate love, and no matter what you do, and you're doing it in anger, and you're doing it out of spite, and things you're doing, oh, you're still giving, you're still sowing, but you're not in love, we are nothing. I'm just going to make it plain and simple. I'm nothing. Love never fails. But whether there are prophecies, they will fail. Whether there are tongues, they will cease. Whether there is knowledge, it will vanish away. For we know in part, and we prophesy in part. But when that which is perfect has come, then that which is in part will be done away. When I was a child, I spoke as a child. I understood as a child. I thought as a child. But when I became a man, come on, women, get up in here too, I put away childish things. For now we see in a mirror dimly, but then face to face. Now I know in part, oh my God, but then I shall know just as I also am known. And now abide faith, hope, love, these three. But the greatest of these is love. You go a little bit farther in 14. It says, pursue love and desire spiritual gifts, but especially that you may prophesy. For he who speaks in tongues does not speak to men, but to God. See, that kind of runs in there, because don't you know when you're pursuing love, you're pursuing God? When we're pursuing love, we're not pursuing sex or physical things or physical attractions. When we're chasing love, pursuing love, we are chasing God. We need love today as we pray, as we go to the throne and ask for God's favor to be bestowed on those that are in leadership and continually to run our country, that the right thing is done. Not for example, or for someone to say, oh, they said that on Real Talk and we're going to do this because Pastor. No, because it's the right thing to do. That we talk about love and talk about love is that not from a selfish standpoint, but in a free will standpoint, knowing that love is free. But love will cost you something, because that smile and that free will spirit and that willingness to embrace those that are normally found as evil or found as enemies or found as not the victim, but the aggressor or the offender, that we could still in love say, you know what, I have to walk in love because I need the spirit of love in my life. So I know how to pray. I know how to ask and seek and knock on the doors that God has put before us, that we can now really help people. I want to give an opportunity, open up the lines today. As I said, we're going to keep this pretty short and sweet today. Minister Carolyn is off on a ministry tour. I think she's down here in LA, but I know she has some things going on. So we're going to kind of just bump away from that, but give others a chance to talk today and get into the conversation. As I say, we're not going to keep it long. I've taken the first 18 minutes to share what was put on my heart, because I see it. It's all over. We have groups, solidarity groups forming right now. We want to pray for them as we talk about this thing. It's like, you know, we must pray to keep families together. There's a march today against the immigration policy, and most people are wearing white today in solidarity. And this is a network statement. We really feel that separating families are an abuse of power. And we understand that you got to enforce the immigration laws, but we must find a better way to not separate children from their parents. And if we don't change the way we pray, we're not going to see results. And I know that we want to be those that pray and see the fervent, effectual prayers avail much. So today, dial one if you want to get in this conversation. Maybe it's about domestic violence. Maybe it's about violence in general. We want to hear your voices. We want to give you an opportunity to share here on this broadcast this morning. Good morning. Area code 661, last four. This was our first caller this morning. Area code 661, last four, 5787. You're live on Real Talk with Pastor E.
Hey, how you doing, Pastor E? This is Everett. And once again, I want to thank you for welcoming me on. One of the passages that you spoke on, I wanted to touch on, when you said, when I was a child, I spoke as a child and understood as a child. But when I became a man, I began to also speak and conduct myself as such, for lack of a better word. And that's interesting, because I wanted to actually bring something to the attention when I was speaking before, and I said that I live amends. I owe a person an apology today, because they felt that me calling them by their middle name was something of a disrespect. But in my mind, I felt it was okay, because it was not out of line in regards to the person that they are, right? However, I do apologize, and I wanted to do that live to that person, because that is a form of abuse.
Mm-hmm.
right? I didn't see that at first as a form of abuse, but when that person felt disrespected, by all means, my hands go up and I apologize. You know, small to me, but regardless, that's how that person feels. And for that, I do apologize because that was not my intent. You see what I'm saying? And
right.
This all goes in line with being mindful of the things we do and say. We have to be mindful of the way we speak and treat other people. Because if we
don't, that's so true.
We do stand to be disrespectful. You know what I mean? And
yes.
I just wanted to make that note. You know what I mean? And that's just honesty, you know. And like I say, I'm still changing. And with that being the case, once again, I apologize. You know?
Man, we can't apologize enough. But I like you bringing that
truly.
Up because it's really us being conscious to what we do.
Uh-huh.
You know, my mother would always say, "Boy, before you say something, would you want somebody to say that to you?" And
right,
I'd be like,
right.
You know, I wouldn't even pay attention because it just you blurt out things.
Yeah.
And then later on be like, oh, that wasn't nice.
Yes, sir. We react impulsively. You know what I mean? When something happened, we react without even giving it a second thought. But I also want to say that God is truly good. You know what I mean? I was in a big dilemma about being able to come and see my family for the first time after 26 years. That's down here in Los Angeles.
Uh-huh.
Through the grace of God, I'm here today in Los Angeles. I'm sitting in Lancaster with my family. I made it down from the Bay yesterday, and we've been doing it up. I'm going to be here to the third, and God is good because if it wasn't for him and my prayers to him, they would not have been answered, you know, because there were
right.
a lot of hurdles that I had to go through in order to get to where I am today, which is sitting in my sister's house, and we're all here. You know what I mean? And I'm
come
just
on
like,
now.
Man, I'm speechless. You know what I mean? I haven't been in Lancaster in 26 years, but here I sit today. You know what I
Amen.
Mean?
Amen. Look at
yeah,
God.
God is good. Truly, truly.
Yes, he is.
So
oh, yes, he is.
Yes, he is. And I just learned that another one of the good brothers that I was doing time with, he just got found suitable yesterday. So he'll be on his way out here walking the right path and living a man's way along with myself. And I'm here to support him. You know what I mean? And that's what we do. We're here for each other.
Yes.
Yes, sir.
Man, but guess what? We want to be a part of that support team. And and all of those that are being released,
I
see a release about to happen for a lot of
yes,
brothers.
Sir.
I have several friends that are lifers,
uh-huh.
and we communicate
right.
through mail and through other people
right.
three ways, the different things that we do. But we're praying for God to release. It's some awesome men of God that have changed their lives over in the prison systems right now that are mentoring younger people. To not do it and man, can you tell us just give a for instance to somebody, you know, the power when you've been somewhere for 20 some years, the power you have, even though you're incarcerated, to either
right.
influence people to do bad or either influence people to do good.
Yeah, truly, truly.
I'm gonna say this and I want you to share. But I remember my last time in, it was a lifer
right.
that grabbed me, and I was preaching in prison. And he grabbed
right.
me and said, "If I see you back in here again, I'm telling you right now,
right.
I'm putting
sir.
A hit on you right now. You, this
yeah,
is not for you. God
else.
Has a better plan for you. Yeah, you helped us. Yeah, you preached a good word. But let me hear you back up in this system, and I'm gonna put your name out there, bro. That changed
yeah,
my
please believe
it. Changed my whole outlook on coming
you
back
know
to
what
jail.
I mean?
Yeah,
it was, you got hit with a brick. And speaking of, you know, when I went in the system, I left at 19 years old. I had an older brother that was my cellie. We were derived from the same side of the fence, be that as it may. He said, "Man, you know what? You need to go to a level 4 because I was wild. I didn't get what he meant. I was wild.
Hmm.
I was in everything. I was a gang member. I was doing it all. I practiced antisocialism. I lived it, breathed it, and slept it, right? However, once I landed on that level 4, which is High Desert State Prison, maximum security, oh, I got his message loud and clear because I was amongst everybody that lived the same life I lived and had life or life without, so we had nothing to lose and we fought every day.
Yes. Oh,
yes.
Yeah.
So,
people don't know about that level
though.
4 yard.
No, they don't know, right? And through the grace of God, I survived it because you can never predict the outcome of a war. With that being the case, I was blessed to make it up out of there alive, and I landed back in the prison where the brother told me I need to go to a level 4, and we ended up being cellies again. I said, "Man, you know what? I felt exactly where you're coming from because I ended up doing 3 years up there in a 9-month shoot." Right?
Man.
And I said, man, I learned the lesson. I feel where you was coming from. I didn't hear you then, but I understand you now. You
yes.
know what I mean?
Yes, yes, yes. yes. That's, yes. man, that's awesome
oh,
right
Lord.
There, man. That is
yes.
awesome. That
yes.
is awesome.
Yes,
well, man, bless you, my brother. Still
yes,
looking
sir.
Forward to getting with you on a Man Up show, and then we'll talk here soon.
Oh, no doubt, no doubt. We
bless
shall.
You, man. Bless you.
Yes.
Minister Terry, welcome to Real Talk with Pastor E. Good morning, woman of God.
Good morning, mighty man of God. I tell you, praise the Lord. I'm listening to you and Brother Everett, and it just touched my heart, too, that some of the things you guys have shared that I have to share in my reentry ministry because a lot of them, you know, like you said, in there, they either go wrong or they go to the Word of God. So, and I'm praying that they continue to go to the Word of God. But also, Pastor E, you started off, too, with the separation of the children. You know, we're following Romans 13, you know, by the law, but by the love and the love of God, we know no child could be separated from their parent as long as that child is in a safe environment and the parent is taking care of them. I believe the child should be, you know, but like you said, we got to continue to pray for that because through prayer, all things are possible so we can break that spirit of separating the children. Also, Pastor E, I love what you said, too, 1 Corinthians 13:13. Faith in Jesus, your hope. Place all your hope in Jesus and the love from God. And, you know, what I was listening to you, and I know people, it's easy for people to hate. It's easy for them to hate, to forgive, and just to love. And you know, it's like we may not like everything, but you still love because you're following God, you're following His word, you're doing His will. Stepping out of self. We have to step out of self. And I know for me, it's a process, but I know as you go deeper in your relationship with Jesus Christ through His word, it becomes better. It's an easy process and you do it and you enjoy it, you know. Some people, Pastor E, they have a hard time saying, I love you. Don't mean I want to be with you, but it means I love you through the word of God. You know, I don't care what you're doing, how you do it, I still love you. You know, I may not like what's going on, but I love you because you know what? That is God. And it's a process. It's a process for all of us. So until we understand God's ways and what He's revealing to us personally through His word, we will never be able to share it in that love, that spirit of love. And loving unconditionally, loving your neighbors like you love yourself, loving people on the street, anybody you see, because you're following the word of God. This has been awesome, Pastor E, I tell you, because it's some things we need to wake up, share, wake up within ourselves and share, because I'm telling you, some people carry that spirit of hate, and that spirit of unforgiveness. You have to get that unforgiveness out of your heart. No matter what, you know,
no matter what, that is so
no
true.
No matter what, you have to get it out of your heart so the spirit of love through God and Jesus Christ will come out. I tell you, I love the Lord and I love His word. I just have to, you know, I just say thank you, Lord. You know,
thank
love
you, Lord. Yes.
He's been good, you know, He's been good and He's been, like you said, He'll never leave you nor forsake you. Oh. You just have to believe. Once you believe it, you'll receive it, and you'll walk in it. Ooh, Jesus, I got Jesus. You know, you can just praise the Lord. I don't care where you're at. Walking down the street in the middle of the market, you can praise Him. You know,
give
like
Him some
you
praise.
Said.
That's right. That's right.
You give Him praise. We in this world, not of this world. Whatever the government's doing, that's the law. But, you know, we still follow the word of God. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
I love you, family. God bless you, and have a beautiful day. Amen.
No, you have a perfect day.
In Jesus, you know.
In Jesus'
amen.
Name, amen. Amen. Love
God
you.
God bless.
Area code 251, last 46478. You're live on Real Talk with Pastor E. Good morning.
Good morning. Good morning. God bless my beautiful family in Christ. And I was just listening, Minister Terry, and she said people carry that spirit of hate and those domestic violence people that's abusive to others, that spirit of hate, they're taking it out on others. And if anybody listening or anyone that is abusive to someone, tell them they need to stop taking that spirit of hate that they carry out on someone. I remember the years that I was a victim of domestic violence. It made me feel useless. I felt enslaved. I wasn't in control of my own life. There was no way to feel, you know? And I knew God then. I knew God then. But I felt at times that I wanted to take my own life because someone was abusing me. And I never, ever thought it was my fault that I was being abused, but I just let someone control me instead of turning to God. So my message is, again, if anyone listening, you know someone, because we all know of someone that is carrying that hatred spirit around, that's taking it out on someone else instead of leaning toward God, tell them. That's a form of enslavement. We don't own anyone. God owns us all. We are all God's beautiful creations.
That's right.
It's not right. That's a good way to look at it. You are enslaving another human being when you are violently raising your hand, whether it's physically or mentally, abusing God's beautiful creation. And we often talk about slavery back in the day. Well, we are doing it when we commit violence, abuse to someone else today. We cannot talk about slavery back in the day when we're committing it today. That's how I look at it.
That's
we
right.
We own another person. We do not own another person. You should let someone make their own decisions freely. If they want to walk away from you, let them do that freely. They're not, they don't want to be with you. That's a choice that they can make. If they didn't clean the floor right, well, you should do it yourself. If they didn't bring something back from the grocery store right, then you go get it yourself. Certain things and that spirit, that hatred that they carry, something didn't go right in their life. Their father wasn't there for them. You don't take it out on that person. So the message, again, is if you know someone that's doing that, explain it to them the way I just explained it to you so they can see it from another light. Tell them to turn to God because that's God's creation that you're abusing. God does not take kindly to the way that you are treating his creation. And I love you, family.
We love
everyone,
you, too.
You shall have a blessed day.
Hallelujah. Bless you, my sister. Love you.
Love you.
Amen. Amen. See, we all have a word of encouragement. We all have a testimony. We've all been through something. But the most important thing is that we share it with somebody, that if you can come through, you can make it to the other side. And don't blame yourself. You're not it's not your fault. You shouldn't stay there because of children. That's one of the biggest things I've been finding is that, number one, the reason why a person doesn't get out of a violent situation is mostly because of children and because of income. And we need to do better. I even put this out there. We did find temporary. A friend of mine opened up their couch for this young lady, for her to stay. She still needs housing, and I was talking to another covenant partner. We want to start praying for safe houses in our cities that God can provide us. The means through our own business and ventures, nothing free, that we go to work. But when we go to work, we can start purchasing homes that we can have safe houses that people in need have somewhere to go. That's the biggest deal. People don't have anywhere to go. They don't have finances. And then they end up right back where they are. And with the simple, I'm sorry. It's not enough. It takes more. It takes some counseling. Yes, a person can change, but it takes some work. And we want to be a part of that. So continue to pray for our ministries and our covenant partners throughout the United States, that we just start seeing these homes being made available to us to prepare for safe housing for domestic violence or any type of violence victims, that they have somewhere to go until we can get them back secure and on their own successfully. So let's keep that in prayer. Let's pray over our nation. separating families is just not a good thing. It's really not. That's not God. That's not love. That's not true love. And we must do better. So we're asking in prayers for that. All of our in covenant endeavors today, we want to pray for that and just ask God's blessings to be over everything we're doing, that as we're sharing his love, that he finds us pleasing and acceptable in his sight. So family, God bless you guys today. Thank you for joining Real Talk with Pastor E. It has been an awesome, awesome journey. Join us back next Saturday. Domestic Violence Next Door. I know we'll be back on point with a lot of our guests to get back involved. And really, I'm looking at the board, and we got a full cast here this morning. But as I said, Mr. Curling is on an assignment today, and we just wanted to share that thing. But we got to do better praying. Wear white in solidarity for this epidemic. It's happening right now as we're speaking. On our borders, through not just here in California, but throughout our country, where children are being separated from their parents. Amen. Well, family, guess what? This is the day that the Lord has made. We want you to know that you are loved, honored, and appreciated in Jesus' name. But most importantly, know that you were beautifully made by God. Don't let nobody tell you that anything different, that you are a child of God. God bless you, family.